This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, dial in toll free. Bring up anything. Here, the number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you. We give them away. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their websites. Ours is free, so please go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there by submitting content to our site. Other listeners can then vote it up or vote it down, and you can vote on things as well. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. Well, last night and the night before that, heavy topic. In fact, last night it was almost the entire show. We talked about secession. Inevitably, I mean, the hosts of Free Talk Live tend to be heavily in favor of secession as an idea, as a concept, something that we want to see more of around the world. And I feel like I'm safe in saying we on this one, Daryl. You would agree with that, right?
Certainly. And I support secession so much that even if the state of New Hampshire were to ever secede from the federal government, I think that you should be able to secede from the state of New Hampshire.
Yes.
And anybody renting, you know, from you could, you know, theoretically try to, you know, not be part of your secession in whatever way you guys could work that out.
Yeah, the more secession, the better. The more decentralization, the better. Unfortunately, it looks like, at least if you believe that the polls weren't tampered with.
Now, I've seen stories that, you know, there's vote fraud allegations.
Oh,
I saw a picture online last night where somebody was able to take a picture of stacks of ballots,
mm-hmm.
and the tables that had a big sign that said no, and some of the ballots that were on top of the stacks had been clearly marked yes.
Oh, my.
So there is going to be, you know, some kind of investigation into whether or not there was vote fraud in Scotland.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to result in. I mean, obviously, the people who are in power have a serious interest in keeping that power, and I imagine that no matter what the investigation turns up, it'll be all said and done for, at least this time around. But what will it take? I don't know what the process is in Scotland for them to come to put this up again for another vote. Because just for listeners that don't know, if you're just tuning into the show for the first time, Scotland, the voters there, very high voter turnout, 85-90% in some of their precincts generally across the board from what I've seen.
I think I read that the average turnout was 84.4% overall.
That sounds right. So lots of people coming out to vote on this issue of should Scotland leave the United Kingdom. And it had been something that has been in the works for quite a long time.
3 years.
You could also say hundreds of years as well.
Right.
I guess,
well,
but yes.
When I say 3 years, the referendum was approved by British Parliament 3 years ago.
That's interesting. I didn't know it had to go through Parliament to get approved.
Yes.
Huh.
It had to go through Parliament. And Alex Salmond, who's the leader of the Scottish Nationalist Party, had actually at the time, 3 years ago, requested that more autonomy be one of the options instead of just
Total secession.
Total secession or nope, we're staying. He requested, you know, some sort of autonomous sort of territorial status type thing. British Parliament shot that down. And within the last couple of months, really within the last 4 weeks, the British Parliament had been telling the people of Scotland, if you vote no, we'll give you more autonomy. And Alex Salmond kept pointing out, hey, wait a second. I requested that be an option on the ballot 3 years ago, and you said no.
Wow.
So I think a lot of people sort of decided to vote no. Well, they're going to give us more autonomy if we vote no, and that's what we really wanted all along.
I
think a lot of people...
That's speculative.
They bought the bribe of, we'll have a little bit more freedom instead of, you know, no longer, you know, bowing to the queen.
That's a speculation on your part. Obviously,
pure speculation.
Some sort of poll about that.
I've read several polls. I've read a lot of. I've been reading a lot of British news about the Scottish secession vote, and several of the people that were interviewed in a lot of these articles had said, you know, like, I was leaning in favor of voting for, and now that they're saying that we're going to get more autonomy, I'm leaning towards voting no.
So I do have some numbers from a post-referendum Scotland poll.
Ooh.
They looked at, or they talked to over 2,000 adults who did vote in the referendum. They were interviewed either online or via telephone. Online was over 800 of the respondents, telephone 1,200 of them on the 18th and 19th of September. And it came out with some interesting results. The final tally, looks like it was 55% voting no. Actually, this was in the poll. This was in the poll, not the actual results. Do you happen to have that handy?
I believe it was 54.5%, almost 55%.
So the exit poll was correct. We had talked last night about what the lone exit poll. I think it was the YouGov poll that they were doing. It showed approximately 54% voting for no, voting no, we're going to stay in the United Kingdom. But things get interesting when you start breaking down the ages.
55.3% was the final number as reported by the UK Guardian.
So things get very interesting when you break down by age range. Looks like people over the age of 65, take a wild guess at what they voted.
They voted to remain kneelers.
They sure did. In fact, 73% of those over the age of 65 voted to stay in the United Kingdom, with only 27% voting to leave the UK, which you'd think that older folks would know just how bad the United Kingdom was for Scotland.
Right, but they're so old, they don't want change.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, they're so used to using the pound, and the Brits told them, you know, if you guys leave, you can't use the pound anymore. Oh, I don't want to have to change my money because I've always used this with the Queen on it.
Whatever will we do?
Now, what I would love to see in one of these sort of referendums is anyone voting for independence should no longer be, you know, deemed a subject or citizen of the country that they are wanting independence from.
That'd be awesome. That'd
and
be like...
only the people that vote in favor of remaining part of the country are then still considered citizens of the country that they want to belong to.
Well, that'd be awesome. That would be essentially a vote of personal secession.
Right. Which... So then the 44.7% of people that voted yes for independence would no longer be British subjects.
According to the age breakdown, after you go back from 65 years, so you go to the 55 to 64 range, 43% voted yes in that case. So still a good portion of the 55 to 64 folks voted no. 57% voted no. They wanted to stay in the union. But then once you go earlier in the age range, 45 to 54, 52% voted yes. 35 to 44, 53% voted yes. 25 to 34, 59% of 25 to 34-year-olds voted yes. They wanted to leave. Then there's the only 48% in 18 to 24 voted yes. And again, you know, how many people they actually interviewed of the 2,000 adults who were 18 to 24? Or I don't know. But then 16 to 17. Apparently you can vote at age 16 and 17 in Scotland.
This was the first time that they let people under the age of 18 vote in Scotland.
Interesting. Well, it turns out this is a big number here. 16 to 17-year-olds, 71% voted yes to leave the United Kingdom, with only 29% of 16 and 17-year-olds voting no. So if you chop off the 65-plus numbers and chop off the 55-plus, you would have had, likely, a yes vote. You would likely have had secession in Scotland.
And then the largest city of Scotland, Glasgow, voted 53.5% yes, with a turnout of 75%.
So I hope this isn't over yet. I hope this comes back again, because the more times they can put this up, the more people can become aware of it, the more discussion can happen, the more old people can die off. 855-450-FREE. You take control here. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Also, another great website, libertystickers.com. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from your bumper sticker, or your bumper, rather, with a bunch of stickers, or just one really good one, because there are a lot of really good ones to choose from over at libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people per month if you drive a lot with libertystickers.com. Check out their vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Plus, they'll actually do printing for you, too. If you've got a great idea for a bumper sticker, you can have it done. That's where we did our LRN.FM and Free Talk Live stickers, and they look great. libertystickers.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind right now. Scottish independence happens to be on our minds still. Turns out it didn't quite play out the way the yes voters had hoped it would. It was a close race with 55% voting no, that they wanted to stay in the United Kingdom. Apparently, there's actually somebody tagged me in something on Facebook. Eddie Free actually tagged me in something on Facebook where apparently some hooligans, some racist skinheads are out in the streets making a big lot of noise over in Scotland right now.
And apparently trying to incite the pro-independence crowd into violence.
Into fighting, yeah. And so they're just a nasty group. Apparently the skinheads in Scotland are in favor of the union. So if you want to side with the racist skinheads, you would be in favor of keeping the United Kingdom together.
And one thing that I think is interesting, looking at the election results, of the 32 districts in Scotland, only four of them went yes.
That's not a lot.
That's not a lot, but it just shows you how close the election results were in all of the districts to where it's still, you know, 45 to 55%, and only four of the districts were yes.
As we pointed out earlier as well, younger people, more likely, people under the age of 55, more likely to vote yes, let's leave. In fact, really young people, 16 to 17, 71% of them voting yes. So again, give it another 20 years, give it another 10 years, and you may see that this will become a success. We're going to your calls and thoughts. We've got Mark. He's on the line in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, my thing is, okay, if they voted yes, it would just be like you responded. They voted yes, but it didn't matter because they got invaded by Russia anyway, so would Britain do the same thing? I almost wonder, because this is all part of this European Union, which is really an amalgamous, you know, just group that you don't really know what they're going to do one day to the next. I mean, they think that they have control over the people, but once the people show that they have control, all of a sudden they're like, nope, we got to show the people we have control.
That's I'm not real sure what you're getting at.
It works in Europe.
Well, I'm a little confused.
What I'm getting at is the fact that, you know, Yugoslavia voted to be independent away from Russia. That's what they did. Now, do you think that if Scotland would have done that, Britain would have just let them go and they would have been nice? No, they would have been all about stopping the banking unions, and they would have stopped about all kinds of other things, NATO and all the rest, try to make as hard a decision that they made even harder.
Well, I think that you would probably see. I think you would probably see some political movements on the part of the Britain, but I don't think that you'd see them bringing in troops or anything like that.
Especially since it was the British Parliament that authorized this referendum in the first place. So it would make absolutely no sense for British Parliament to authorize a referendum and then order the military to go invade the area that they just allowed to secede.
As the United States government are going to recognize these people's independence votes, but not the independent vote in Ukraine?
I would recognize anybody who votes.
One and not that one?
I would vote.
Because
I would recognize.
We don't seem to be recognizing the other one in Ukraine.
I recognize anybody who wants to be independent. I don't know. I mean, I'm not part of the government.
The government doesn't seem to recognize the independence vote in Ukraine, which
because
the Russians are doing there.
Because it's not politically beneficial for the U.S. government to recognize the, you know, South Ossetia and Transnistria and Abkhazia and all of these other separatist movements that have some level of autonomy.
I don't think that the U.S. government supported Scotland leaving either, if I'm recalling.
Well, they did not.
We don't know. What are the separatist units that wanted to be part of Britain in Scotland? And in you know, what were the groups there? Otherwise, they got a big voice, obviously, because you say how many units or how many country counties or whatever voted for and how many voted against. It seems overwhelmingly that most of the people in the rural areas, just like it is, I'm in Utah, we all just feel like the left coast or the right coast controls us in the middle.
So what are you going to do about it?
We can't. We just have to survive. You know, 95% of the land in the state of Utah is controlled by the federal government.
Mm.
So what do we got? We got nothing, really.
You guys don't have a secession movement out there?
This is what Biden was fighting his head against, man.
You guys don't have a secession movement in Utah?
No.
That's too bad. You ought to start one.
Well, there are individuals and groups that are starting to look that way, but for the most part, there is a overwhelming religious group that just has a majority, and we just kind of have to go along with that unless, well, I like to stick my toe in the big hole. So, hey.
Thanks. Mark, I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you, sir. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm not sure what he meant by that, but.
Me either.
Confusing in general. Let's go to Jay. He's in Colorado. Jay Noon is with us. Hello, Jay.
Actually, in Kingsburg, Colorado, believe it or not.
All right.
And anyways, I was listening to a radio station out here. I'm going to change the subject a little bit. And they were talking about, they got a really good AM liberty-oriented radio station out here. I actually emailed them the other night, told them about Free Talk Live and gave them your contact information.
Okay, great. Thanks.
They had this show on called Free America or something like that, or To Free America, and they were talking about 501c3 corporations and how these churches are literally, you know, being controlled by the IRS. And the 501c3, there was a thing called the Johnson Act, named after Senator Johnson, who then became a president. And anyways, what it was is it prohibited 501c3 corporations, and I'm not sure if this is specific to a church, but they were just saying 501c3s, from having a political, like, speech. And since the Free State Project, from what I understand, is now a 501c3 nonprofit corporation,
mm-hmm.
I guess the question to ponder, I'm not expecting you guys to answer it, but the listeners, is, you know, what's this going to do for, obviously, everything is political.
Well, I think that the Free State Project has a way around that, but also you bring up a larger question of the churches and that the free church movements we're talking about.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, chicken, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a little bit more on secession. Last night I was talking about the poll that came out in 2013, which was, as of yesterday, the most recent poll about secession. Now, there's a more recent poll about secession in the United States, and we'll give you some of those numbers here in a little bit. The toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE, and I want to tell you about MyMagicMud.com. Daryl, have you used the MyMagicMud yet?
I have. You have? I use it a couple times a week.
Are you happy with it?
I am.
I like it. I use it also a couple of times a week. It's a holistic remedy for your teeth that removes plaque and detoxifies the mouth of bacteria that causes cavities, gives you a dentist clean every time you use it, and is gentle on the enamel. Plus, the ingredients in My Magic Mud are also used as dietary supplements. So not only is it an effective whitener, but it's safe to swallow. And, Daryl, you put that to the test.
I did, and it did not turn the poo black.
No, it didn't. That was a surprise.
But I remembered the day after that charcoal, which is one of the ingredients,
that's correct,
is a diuretic.
Ah.
So it, swallow it. Be careful how much you swallow.
Meaning you might have to go pee afterwards?
Other outlet, but...
Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, you can swallow it, but you may, you know, may want to spit it out. My Magic Mud is a teeth whitening powder that strengthens your teeth and promotes healthy gums, reverses sensitivity, and soothes any pain you might be dealing with. It was created by Jessica Armon, a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three, and you can go get your jar at MyMagicMud.com. This stuff lasts, too, by the way. It's,
yes.
One jar of this is expected to have 150 uses. MyMagicMud.com. Plus, you can listen to an interview with biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole, where he explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. So go and check it out, MyMagicMud.com. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've got Jay Noon on the line calling from Colorado, of all places. Normally he's in Massachusetts. Jay, you're out there and you were listening to a discussion on some other radio show about 501c3, this IRS tax designation that many companies, or not companies, but charities and churches seek. In the case of the Free State Project, they have recently been given this 501c3 designation. And your concern is that that will somehow prevent them from taking political positions. Is that right, Jay?
Well, I'm not worried about that. My concern is that they engage in this, you know, multi-page contract with the IRS now. And, you know, from what I am understanding, this Johnson Act is one of these, would maybe be one of the contractual caveats that they're not supposed to be engaging in, you know, political discussion.
Well, the good news is the Free State Project doesn't do that. And any time you bring up, hey, why don't you Free Staters do this and this? Well, then the Free State Project's answer is always, well, the Free State Project doesn't do any of those things. They don't take positions on issues. They don't do any advocacy on issues one way or another. All they do, all the purpose of the Free State Project is to basically advertise the idea of liberty-loving people moving to New Hampshire.
So I've pulled up some information about 501c3.
Okay.
Any nonprofit that fits one or more of the following: a community chest, a fund, a cooperating association or foundation organized and operated for religious, charitable, scientific, testing for public safety, literary, or educational purposes, can qualify as 501c3. Now, all 501c3 entities are prohibited from directly supporting or opposing any specific political candidate.
Mm-hmm.
They can do some level of lobbying, but that cannot be the bulk of their expenses.
I don't think you're going to see the Free State Project do either of those things, any
right.
lobbying or supporting a political candidates.
You know, a 501c3, as I am understanding this, they can put out literature that mentions a topic and takes a position. They just can't do it in a manner that supports or opposes any specific candidates.
You follow that, Jay?
I do. And another thing these guys are talking about, which, you know, would apply with the Shire Free Church and the Church of the Sword, is they were talking about that churches are automatically exempt from all this taxation, and they were getting into this a little bit on the show, and they were talking about, 501c3 is not necessary, but what is happening with a lot of these churches is they're now being threatened that if they don't preach certain things, that they're going to lose their 501c3 status. And what the guy on the radio was really getting to, you know, so who is the church serving? You know, God or money or the IRS?
It's a real concern, and there's a whole movement out there in the world of churches called the Free Church Movement. There are churches who are trying to untether themselves from the IRS, because what you say is correct, at least based on my research, and Daryl, you and I were involved in doing some of this research.
Right, and I've been doing some research on this for several years, and I'm actually the one that pointed you in some of the direction.
The Free Church. When we were looking at forming the Shire Free Church here in New Hampshire, that was something that was really interesting to me, was that it's true, you don't need 501c3 status to accept donations that are tax deductible from people. But that's what every lawyer will tell a church.
Right.
So if a church, if the church wants to take donations from people and they want them to be tax deductible, there's this idea out there that they have to be 501c3. That's false. It's just
right.
It's just not true from my understanding of the IRS rules.
And we've actually read the IRS regulation, or at least I have.
Yep.
I've read IRS publications, and they plainly say any of these entities are automatically tax exempt,
right,
and are not required to file for 501c3 status.
So all 501-
However, you know, doing so gives you this certification that then allows banks to do something.
I don't think it does anything for a church. I think that it hurts churches because, as you're pointing out,
of course,
it results in them being controlled. It results in the IRS being able to tell a pastor, for instance, you can't endorse a political candidate. So if a church pastor feels very strongly about politics and wants to get up on, this is sort of the classic example of how 501c3 has resulted in churches being controlled, is they'll go after pastors who make a statement publicly about their beliefs and what they think their parishioners or whoever should vote for. That's a violation of the rules of the 501c3, but had they not
only
gotten
Only if the preacher does it from behind the pulpit. If he steps out from behind the pulpit and says, I'm speaking to you as John Smith, not as Pastor John Smith.
I see.
He can say whatever he wants to.
Right. So not just behind the pulpit, but if it were published in like the church newsletter or something like that.
Right.
So, but yeah, that's a bad thing. And Jay, thanks for bringing that to the forefront tonight. I appreciate that. It's definitely something that I think a lot of people who are in churches should be concerned with, because essentially what happens is they form their church, and they're all under this impression, this mistaken impression, that they have to have 501c3 or else no one will be able to tax deduct their donations to the church. It's not true. That's what the lawyers will tell you. That's because the lawyer wants to charge you $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever the hell they charge,
right,
to hold your hand through the 501c3 application
and
process.
And then just filing the application to the IRS is somewhere between $400 and $800.
It took, I think, 2.5 years for the Free State Project to make theirs work. And they finally have just recently gotten it. Now, with the Free State Project, they may need to do it because they're not a church. You know, they're some sort of advocacy group or whatever.
And I'm actually surprised that they did not go for 501c4.
What's the difference?
C4 allows for a little bit more leeway and flexibility in being able to take positions on things.
Okay.
So, for instance, Downsize DC, which is an organization that I know you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
I believe they do some level of advertising on the Liberty Radio Network. They have both a 501c3 and a 501c4. So the C4 has a little extra leeway in lobbying and advocacy, whereas the 501c3 is specifically for educational.
So there you go. If you can form a church and you can accept donations from people, as I understand it, and those can be tax deductible even without a 501c3. So no reason to do that. More coming up.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid pre-finished hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and please do enjoy the features that are waiting for you there on the site. We give them away. ProXPN, by the way, is our sponsor of the phone lines here, and if you value your online privacy, you really need to look at ProXPN. And in fact, it'll cost you nothing to check it out. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. That's where you can download their software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Plus, Linux users can use ProXPN as well. Those setups a little different. It's pretty easy to get it rolling with Linux. You get connected to ProXPN, and then your internet is encrypted. That means your internet service provider will be passing encrypted data onto ProXPN servers, so your ISP will no longer be privy to what you're doing with their internet connection. And that means they can't log what you're doing. Right now they're probably logging every website you visit and every search term you enter, in some cases for as long as 5 years. They're keeping those logs. You can stop that by going to proxpn.com/FTL and getting started with their software. Now, when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account with ProXPN, that'll get you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, the ability to privately torrent, as well as get past regionally blocked websites. It's amazing privacy protection for just about $5 a month when you use our discount code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And the number 50, as in 50% off the price of their annual account. You get an even better discount if you pay with Bitcoin and use code FTLBTC. Then you'll get 62% off of that annual account price. It's amazing savings on privacy that is priceless. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. So again, those codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC at proxpn.com/FTL. We continue here. We were talking about 501c3. Doesn't sound like a real interesting topic. Who really wants to talk about IRS codes and numbers and rules? I personally don't. I'm not interested in the IRS. I don't want to do any business with the IRS. I want nothing to do with those people. But some organizations feel like they need to seek this 501c3 status, that it's very important, that there are people out there with money who would give it to the organization in question, but they won't because the organization isn't a 501c3, and therefore the person cannot deduct that donation from their taxes.
Right.
So that's the reason why, for instance, the Free State Project just recently acquired this 501c3. They had not been up until just recently, like within the last month, I believe. And so in theory now, they should be able to get more donations to the organization as a result of that. So I understand the motivation there. But when it comes to churches, there's just a lot of misinformation out there that essentially churches have been misled by the lawyer industrial complex. These lawyers out there will tell every time a church comes knocking and asking, their answer is, well, yeah, of course you need a 501c3. Here, give me a $5,000 retainer and we'll get the paperwork started for you. Or I don't know what the amount of the money is that the lawyers charge for this, but I don't imagine it's cheap because it seems like it's been an involved process for the Free State Project, a 2.5 year long hassle. Just to acquire this this designation.
Yeah, and I had seen a statistic, I think it was like 15 or 20 years ago, where the average approval process on a 501c3 was just a matter of months, like 3 to 4 months, and now it's 2 to 3 years.
It's ridiculous. So when it comes to the churches, you can do your own research on this. This is what I learned when I was looking into it. Daryl, you also looked into this as well when we were forming the Shire Free Church. What I learned is that IRS says that you can do tax-deductible donations to churches who are not 501c3.
Yes.
So therefore, the 501c3 process for a church is a complete waste of time. Not only is it a waste of time, it's counterproductive because, as was pointed out by Jay earlier, if you acquire that status, you're then restricted as a church from giving people ideas about how to vote and on issues and on candidates and things like that. It restricts the church's freedom of speech in return for nothing. In return for no benefit whatsoever. It seems to me, and it, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, if there's some great benefit to being a 501c3 as a church, I'd really love to know what it is. Let me know at 855-453. But from what I can tell, it's only a harm to a church to become a 501c3.
It probably makes the approval of local property tax exemptions a little easier.
Maybe.
But there's one of the three churches here in New Hampshire that was denied that I believe is a 501c3.
Is that right? Which one is that?
I think the Peaceful Assembly is.
That's interesting.
Or that their filing of the appeal makes it seem as though they are.
So what you're referencing is there's three churches. All three of them are basically activist churches,
right?
That have been denied: Shire Free Church, Peaceful Assembly Church, and Church of the Sword. All three have been denied in tax exemption filings this year, and they're all three appealing at the Superior Court level as those cases move ahead. We'll tell you more about those because to me it's a real pure freedom of religion issue. Basically, the tax assessors are saying we don't think you're a church, and or that, you know, we're not going to give you this exemption because, well, we don't recognize you as a church. And that's,
I would love to see a Pastafarian church in Keene apply for the exemption just to see what the tax board says to them.
Go for it, man. I think it's a great idea. I don't know who would form that church, but
I don't know, but there have been Pastafarians around the world who, to varying degrees, have, you know, been recognized as having a legitimate religion by various governments. I think it was some guy in Germany that wanted to wear a strainer on his, or a colander on his head in his driver's license photo. And they initially said no, and so he filed an appeal and said, I'm a Pastafarian, it's part of my religion. And then the court said, okay.
It's a shame that that's what you have to do, but that's what it, if you're trying to exert your freedom of religion in this country and apparently around the world, they're just going to deny it until you fight for it. And it's the whole idea of freedom of religion, just like freedom of speech and right to bear arms, all of it, the whole idea is ridiculous. It's just, it means nothing. The government guys just ignore their own rules. They ignore their constitution. Every provision has been broken and ignored, and it's just so sad. It really is. It's frustrating. Let's go to the phones here. James is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
I love how you guys claim to be ministers, and you have a profession of faith and peace, love, and liberty. But when a vote doesn't turn out as you should like, you just wish all the older people that voted against what you were wishing for would just die off and go away.
Oh, I didn't wish that. It's just going to happen inevitably.
Okay, I misunderstood that you were wishing they just dropped dead so that the vote can come out more to your liking in the future, just as you support 16-year-olds right to vote, which is any society that is asking, that allow, gives the right to suffrage to 16, 17, and 18-year-olds is asking to devolve.
Well, why shouldn't they? Isn't taxation without representation supposed to be wrong?
They're called children.
They're young people.
Their minds
they're
are
not
children. Developed.
Children are people who have not developed in their bodies.
They're children. That's why they go to high school.
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. By definition, teenagers are not children. Teenagers have gone through puberty, and so therefore are not children. Sorry.
Well, based on the – and I'm just going to play devil's advocate here for a second. Based on at least one federal government statute or law or whatever you want to call it, here in the U.S., some people are children until the age of 26.
Really?
So that they can stay on their parents' insurance because, you know, well, kids getting out of college, they don't have jobs that provide insurance, so they need to stay on mommies and daddies.
Wow.
So they're still children as far as the ACA is concerned.
Well, you're right about that, Daryl. There is this big push for lack, and I don't know who coined this term, but I like it, the childification of America, where they just continually push the age of adultness, this arbitrary legal age, back further and further in different categories. And also you see this sort of helicopter parenting going
right
on, where young people are babied for as long as possible, all the way into their 20s.
And that's one of the things, whenever you talk about, you know, the extended life expectancy of, you know, like maybe in the future people will live to 200 years old. And I have said numerous times, like, you know, I don't think that will necessarily extend the years of productivity, because then if the life expectancy is 200 as opposed to 70,
you're 50, right?
You'll be a child until you're 50. You'll retire at 100.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have roughly the same number of years of productivity. And, you know, it's just extending childhood.
I never understood why 16 and 17-year-olds couldn't vote in the United States. They sure as hell tax you at age 16. If you go and get a job, you're going to get taxes taken out, which means you can't vote, and you're being taxed. That's taxation without representation.
I was paying taxes at 14.
Exactly. So as long as you're paying taxes, you should be able to vote as far as I'm concerned. And in the case of Scotland, the teenagers were the ones, at least the 16 and 17-year-olds, were the ones voting in the right direction, overwhelmingly. It's Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.